So yes, so what was your role on Resurrection of the Daleks then?
I was an assistant floor manager.
And had you watched Doctor Who before?
Yes.
You had. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I have an early childhood memory of being really scared.
Nice, that's always good. So this Resurrection of the Daleks was obviously filmed in, which is now a fancy part of London now, the Docklands, and it's seen as quite a controversial episode in the sense of there's a high body count and lots of people get killed and Eric Seward, who wrote it, gets quite a bad press for it. Did you notice at the time that there was a lot of people getting killed in terms of the characters?
Yes, although I didn't think much of it, I don't suppose. But yes, there were, now you mention it, yes, there were a lot. A lot of people were sort of zapped by lasers, I seem to remember. And the location work we did in the by Tower Bridge, that involved very scary scenes. I think that's what I remember most, because the scariness of present day Daleks
and people dressed as policemen as well.
Yeah, that was even more. That was possibly even more scary because that was, you know, policemen, people you tend to trust as the you know, law and order authority, suddenly pulling out a gun with a silencer from their uniform and shooting people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is quite a controversial thing to do. And obviously it had Rodney Bewes as well from Light Lads in quite an interesting role. I mean, I love the Light Lads, but I don't think it was his finest at the moment. That's awesome.
Well, his character was kind of weak.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he was and he was cast as that. So I don't know whether, I mean, I think he played the role as it was written, as far as I can see. He was a weak character in the drama.
And he
played it as such.
And the character Tegan also left as well at the end of it because she was so appalled by all the violence and all the bloodshed and all that. So
was that the reason?
That was the character. Janet Field was that was the character's thing. She left on a couple of occasions and came back, but because it was that sort of thing. Did you find any, actually it's a good thought on the thing, did you find the Daleks, did you deal with the Daleks much? Or,
yes.
Yeah. Would you find them quite cumbersome to deal with, or were they quite?
I thought it was quite fun, actually. I mean, before I had this image of Daleks, you know, being at least a little bit techie. So when we came to do them and we rehearsed with the tops off, with the Dalek operators, Cy Town and people like that, I can't remember all their names, who were sort of old hands at being Dalek operators. I think they must have had a contract which kept them in the job for as long as they lasted. So they returned, and it was a great sort of reunion, them coming to do a Dalek show. And the Daleks themselves were really low tech. They were just boxes on casters. With a few sort of bits of plastic stuck on, so I thought that was quite fun. I mean, quite funny, really.
Yeah.
And in rehearsal, the Dalek operators mimicking the Daleks themselves doing the speeches, because later that was put on by a voice artist.
And Leslie Grantham as well.
Leslie Grantham, yes, yeah. He was, he was. That was just before he was in EastEnders.
And
he was in the cast.
And the guy from Howard's Way as well, the main guy, Lawrence Colborne.
Maurice Colborne?
He
was a...
He returned as well later on as well in another Eric Seward one about Cybermen, set in the modern day as well. So he obviously quite a thing that you like to do, sort of thing.
I'm trying to remember, because I did another drama at the BBC, worked on one which was called London is Drowning.
Oh, sounds positive.
Which was it? Basically, the scenario was London gets flooded.
Ah,
I think it was the time they were building the dam.
Right, right.
I'm just trying. I may have got this wrong. I don't know whether I have a sort of vague feeling that Morris Gordon might have been in that, but I'm not sure.
Did he ever get a chance to work on Doctor Who again, or did he pass it up? Or
no, I didn't. I didn't pass anything up. No, it was just I was sort of jobbing AFM in the BBC.
Yeah.
And you did whatever you were asked to do, and Doctor Who was one of them. I did various other shows as well. And no, it was just that I was taken on as the AFM for that particular set of four. Dramas dealing with the Return of the Daleks. Was it called The Return of the Daleks?
Resurrection of the Daleks.
The Resurrection.
Yeah, yeah.
Because wasn't there some controversy over the name?
I obviously was only about one at the time, two at the time, so I don't know if there was any controversy.
I'm not sure about this, but maybe it might have been called Resurrection of the Daleks and then changed its name for broadcast to Return of the Daleks.
Oh, I never knew.
But I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be worth checking that out.
Right, right.
Because Resurrection was possibly seen as a bit...
Religious.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right.
But I may be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of any final question to ask you.
I think my main memory of it was the scariness, as I said, of the policeman.
Mm.
The Daleks in a present-day real environment...
Mm.
I think I quite enjoyed most of the cast. I liked Rodney Bewes, and I liked I forgot his name now. Phil, there was the guy who played the sort of army captain, I think.
Oh yeah.
I didn't hear any of the cast complaining about the violence, and I don't think anyone.
I think it's one of the sort of things people will remember afterwards. And think, you know, because when you're doing something,
no one seemed to be. I think everyone was quite. Everyone thought it was very powerful and very scary. Mm. The policeman pulling out a gun, in an outdoor present day location in London. Mm. I think everyone thought when we were filming it that was quite scary.
Yeah.
And I think everyone thought it was quite scary. Daleks coming down the street.
Yeah.
In present day, but I don't think beyond that anyone was really that bothered about the violence as far as I could see. I mean, obviously on set, when you're dealing with the lasers and all that, it's just a bit of plastic in somebody's hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just point it, and you assume that they've been shot because that's added on later.
Did you then watch it when it went out?
I did.
Yes. You did. All right, yeah. Because a lot of people just go out finished with the job. I'm not interested.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've watched it. I've watched it since as well. I've watched a recording of it, I think. No, it was enjoyable to do, particularly the location scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what people may not realise is how the production is incredibly short. At that point in the BBC, it's completely different now, but the BBC was going through a pretty meagre period, I think, at that time. Mm. It was sort of 1984, wasn't it?
Mm.
And, you know, I think there were only two studio days to do the whole four... Well, it might have been a week. But I think it's 2 or 3 days to do the whole 4 episodes.
Wow, right.
In the studio. And the film elements were done on location, they were cut in, and they were actually made on film at that time. And the film, it was a technique then that the studio was on video and all the film, all the exterior location shots were shot on film. So there's a qualitative difference when you look at it.
Yeah.
But people sort of understand that language of film at the time.
Mm.
You know, it's like whenever you went outside, the image changed to film rather than video.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually, anyway. Mm.
It's like a world away from what it's like now, isn't it? You know, completely. It obviously is because television's changed, obviously. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're under pressure and they do a lot pretty fast, but there's an awful lot of CGI going on, I think.
Yeah.
And so it must be... You know, again, it's the same thing, really. I mean, people pointing lasers and, you know, it all being added on later. So it must be a lot of work like that.
Strangely, when I did some extra work on Bite a Grove, the director was the same director as Resurrection of the Daleks.
Martin Friend. No,
Matthew Robinson.
Matthew Robinson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the brother of Tom Robinson.
Really? Yeah. Ah, it's all linked, isn't it? Yeah. So I never actually got to meet him and talk about anything like that, but thought it was quite random.
Now you've reminded me. Yeah, Matthew Robinson. Awesome.
My best podcast. Mundus podcast. Mundus podcast. Mundus podcast. Mundus podcast.